奉主我就圣名继续学习主必再来的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll continue the study topic of the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon.
啊，那现在就是要预备。
Now we have to be prepared.
啊，预备啊，主耶稣提了三个比喻。
And the so-called preparation, Jesus gave us three parables.
啊，昨天呢，我们念的马太福音的二十五章。
Yesterday we studied Matthew chapter 25.
所以他请看马太福音二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
二十五章第一节。
Verse
1. 啊，那个时候天国好像十个童女拿着灯啊出去迎接新郎。第二节。
Two.
那其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。啊，第三节。
Three.
那愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。第四节。
Four.
那聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。第五节。
Five.
那新郎延迟的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。啊，这边有两组，一组是聪明的，一组是愚拙的。
So here there are two groups. One is the smart group, and the other one is the foolish group.
那当时啊，就分给他们灯。
And at that time they were distributed.The lamps.
所以他们分灯的时候，一定啊，那个分灯的人，不管是谁啊，一定要告诉他们说，你们也要预备油啊。
So whoever is distributing the lamps, he must have told them to be prepared with oil.
这个信息是大家都听到的。
So this message is shared with everyone.
那五个聪明的，他们就真的按照那个人的吩咐啊，去预备油了。
So the five wise ones, of course, they do according to instructed and prepare the oil.
愚拙的啊，他没有预备。
And the foolish ones are not prepared.
那他为什么没有预备
？How come?
啊，这个是重点。
This is the point of the story.
啊，那虽然圣经没有写说他们为什么没有预备。
So the Bible doesn't really say why they didn't prepare.
那我们可以想啊。
But we can take a guess.
啊，很多不同的这个 scenarios 啊。
There will be different scenarios to explain.
哦，我们就想想。
So let's think about this.
那一定啊，他们不信。
One is they probably don't believe.
啊，为什么我要预备油？
Why do I have to prepare for?
我活着好好的啊。
I'm living in a good life.
啊，到时候再说啊。
When time comes, I will do so.
啊，新郎会不会来也不知道啊。
And when is the groom coming? We don't know.
有没有世界末日？谁知道
？Is there an end day? Who knows?
那为什么要信耶稣
？Why do we have to believe in Jesus Christ?
有那个宣教士啊，他们去街头访问。
So there is some preachers. They went on to interview on the street.
啊，你信不信啊？问那个走路的人啊，说你信不信有天国？
So they interview those pedestrians. Do you believe in heavenly kingdom?
很多人不信的。
A lot of people they do not believe in it.
你不信天国的存在，哪里会就预备
？If you do not believe, why would you prepare?
就想说今生是最重要的啦。
They believe the current world is the most important.
说很多人不关心来生的问题。
A lot of people they do not concern with afterlife.
啊，你不关心，哪里会预备
？If you do not concern, you wouldn't prepare.
我们知道创世纪里头嘛，第一对的兄弟就是该恩跟亚伯啊。
We know the first brothers in the Bible is Cain and Abel.
啊，他们的父亲啊，就告诉他们说，我们以后要怎么来跟神建立好关系，就是要杀牛羊来献祭啊。
And their father told them both that if you want to establish a good relationship with God, you have to sacrifice your animals.
因为他们的父亲啊，已经被神赶出伊甸乐园。
Because their father is already cast out of the Garden of Eden.
但是神还给他们机会啊，说你还可以跟我建立关系呀。
But then God still gave them chances to establish relationship with Him.
你就要杀牛羊来献祭。
As long as you sacrifice with animals.
那当时他们两个兄弟的职业啊是不一样的。
And of course, the way they take it is different.
那该隐啊，他是种地，他是种田的农夫。
Cain is a farmer.
那他弟弟亚伯啊是。养牛啊，养羊的。
And the little brother, he's a shepherd.
所以两个人的职业不一样。
So their profession is different.
那该隐他不信，他说：“我才不信呢，我是种田的，那我只要拿我的弟弟的出产，我献给神一样的。”
And Cain didn't believe, so he said, "Whatever I harvest, I offer this means the same thing."
所以有人是不信的。
So he doesn't believe.
那他是不信的，为什么一定要按照这种方法？
He doesn't believe why he has to offer certain way.
只要我有心就好啊。
As long as I have the heart.
好像今天很多基督徒说，只要我口里啊，我口里 相信，心里承认，还是口里承认，心里相信就好了。
A lot of Christians nowadays they believe as long as they believe and as long as they acknowledge with mouth.
只要我有爱心，只要你去关心别人，去行善，去做善事，去做义工就好了。
As long as I have love, as long as I have good deeds, then I'll be saved.
为什么一定要这种形式？为什么一定要上教会？
Why do I have to have follow all these formalities?
为什么一定要接受洗礼？
Why do I have to be baptized?
为什么要这种方式来祷告？
Why do I have to pray in certain ways?
不信的、
For the non-believers.
说这些人就是不信啊。
So these are the non-believers.
不信为什么一定要这样子？一定要预备油？
They don't believe why they have to prepare the oil.
这个第一个原因呢、啊？
This is the first reason.
那第二个原因？
Second.
因为大家都要生活啊。
Because everybody has to live.
你看新郎这个啊，聪明的，他们预备好了以后也打盹睡觉了。
For those who did prepare for the oil, they also fell asleep.
那愚拙的他们也打盹睡觉啊。
And the foolish ones, they also slept.
所以大家都打盹睡觉。
So everybody was sleeping.
就每个人要面对现实的生活。
Which means they all still have to live.
所以大家都很忙。
So everybody is busy.
愚拙的也很忙。
The foolish ones are busy.
聪明的也很忙。
The wise ones are busy too.
大家来这个聚会，大家是不是就闲闲没带事，就是没事情做啊？
Everybody came here to worship. It doesn't mean that we all have nothing better to do.
大家是不是没事做才来？
Do you have nothing better to do? That's why you're here today.
请问妈妈们哈，你们是
Well,
是不是没事做啊？
Ask the mothers.Are you not having anything to do? That's why you're here.
啊，学生 Melissa， 你是不是没事做才在这里的、啊、
？What about the students like Melissa? Are you free all day? That's why you're here.
你也是有很多事情要做，你也是要读书、要上班啊，所以。
Of course, we have a lot to deal with. We have to work.
可能大家的衣服嘛，在家里都还没洗耶。
And then there's laundry at home waiting for us.
可能你早餐吃早餐了、啊，你的碗还没洗耶。
And the breakfast that you have, you haven't washed your dishes.
你就来呀、
啊。And then you come.
你没事做吗？有啊，也很忙啊，对不对？
Of course you have a lot to do.
所以你看，聪明跟愚拙他们都很忙的。
So both the wise ones and the foolish ones, they all have a lot to deal with.
但是聪明的原因呢，就说，哎，我觉得这个油是很重要，我先去买油再说啊。
But the wise ones, the reason why they are wise is because they believe the oil is a priority, so they already prepare.
我先把油准备好了，再来睡觉。
So I prepare the oil, then I can sleep.
所以这些人的聪明的人，他是有个生活上哈。有个优先顺序。
So that means those wise ones, they have priorities in life.
真的，我们人有很多事情要做啊。
We do have a lot to deal with in life.
但是这些人，他有一个生活上有个优先顺序。
But these wise ones, they have priorities.
他就先去买油啊。
They get the oil first.
愚拙的说，哎呀，这个没关系啊，慢慢来哈，这个买油的事情慢慢来。
The foolish ones, they believe they can wait.
我先看电视先呢、啊。
I can watch TV first.
哇，这个连续剧还有一集耶，
Because、
还没看完呢、啊。
Drama,
最后一集是最精彩的。
This is the finale of the whole series.
怎么可以错过啊
？How can I miss it？
哇，今天晚上是球赛嘿。
Tonight this is the ball game.
Super Bowl 啊，这个、
It's the Super Bowl.
这个本世纪啊，才是这么精彩的。
This is only once in the century.
那是贝卡斯啊，最近那个 boxing 那个比赛。
What about boxing games？
赢的人呢、啊，可以几亿啊，一亿多美金呐、啊！赢的人呢、啊、
，The winner has millions and millions of dollars.
这个世纪大赛不看不行啊
！This championship of the world, I cannot miss it.
啊，聚会，天天都聚会，每个礼拜都聚会嘛，
and、
对不对
？And worship, I'm here every week, anyways.
少一次有什么关系
？I can miss this one time.
哎，你的生活顺序啊，这跟别人不一样啊。
So your priority is different.
啊，但是这些聪明的人
，But the wise ones,
哎，他们就有个生活顺序，好、啊。先预备油再说啊。
They have the priority of preparing the oil first.
所以他们就以神的事情为优先。
Which means they put God's dealings first.
所以我们到底是要做聪明的人，还是要做愚拙的人
？So now let's decide which one do we want to be, the wise one or
the
foolish one?
平常都你可以自己做选择啊。
You can make your own choices.
所以我们是要做聪明的人，还是做愚拙的
？Do you want to be the wise one or the foolish one?
要做聪明的话，就是要先以神的事情为优先。
If you want to be the wise ones, you have to put God first.
我们说我太太哈。
So, for
以前在这边教书啊。
She was teaching in Chicago before.
那那学校哈、啊，他们都是有一张，那个 Brooke 应该知道，他们有一张学生的身体健康表。
And they all have this the form of physical checkup for the students.
那这些学生健康不健康，要给老师做参考啊。
So the health and the well-being of the students, the teacher has to know.
因为有的有问题的话，你不能够太逼他、啊。
Because there will be some students that have some problems and issues, you cannot force too much.
你要帮助他。
You have to help them.
有的人对那个 peanut 哈有过敏的人，你不能够什么东西都给他吃啊，要。
And some have peanut allergies,
and
you have to be very careful with what he eats that day.
因为有的小孩子不知道的什么都吃啊。
Some students they will eat the peanuts by accident.
比如说, peanut 过敏的话,哇,要命的,不能够呼吸,
the peanut allergy sometimes results in short of breath.
啊,
so they all have this the so-called checkup list.
但是那张是confidential的。
But of course that list is confidential.
所以给老师看了以后,
so once the teacher review all these forms, they have to return the forms.
啊, 那个时间到了,
so in due time, they have to return the forms.
啊, 我太太说,
and my wife lost that list.
哇,找啊,
she was so panicked.
哇,怎么办?
What can she do?
啊, 学校一直催她说, 赶快啊,
the school keep on pushing her, you have to return the list now.
啊, 那有一个晚上啊, 大家都知道, 有个晚上要家庭聚会,
and there was one night, there is a family service in our house.
啊, 不说哪一家, 我, 他还忘记, 我还忘记,
we forgot which house that we went to for family service.
好, 那家庭聚会他就考虑说, 我到底是要继续找呢，还是要去家庭聚会？
So she was debating, should I just miss this family service and so that I can stay home to look for the list, or I should go to the family service?
好，她就要做聪明的人呢。
So she decided to be the wise one.
要做这里聪明，这边呢。
So this is the wise one's behavior.
以神的事情为优先。
Put God first.
所以她就要去参加聚会。
So she decided to attend the family service.
参加聚会回来以后。
After she returns.
哎，她哎。 那张纸就在我的眼前嘛, 诶, 怎么在这里呀?
The list is right in front of her eyes.
不用找啊,
you don't have to look at
it. 找了好几天啊, 找了老半天,
she has been looking for days.
现在聚完以后, 诶,
after service, it's right in front of her eyes.
这很奇妙,
this is very miraculous.
神打开她的眼睛,
God opens her eyes.
所以我们以神的事情为优先, 神也会以我们为优先啊。
So if we put God first, God will take care of us.
所以其实我们要做聪明人。
So let's be the wise one.
有时候我们太太啊, 我们妈妈很忙啊。
Sometimes many times wives and mothers they are very
busy. 哎呀,我哪有时间祷告, 你看还要洗衣服, 还要帮, so, 帮里面洗碗, 帮里面什么缝衣服啊,
so
折衣服。
It's time to pray, the wives and mothers they have to wash dishes, they have to sew, they have to do laundry.
哇, 很多事情要做啊。
So many things.
还要清厨房,
and you have to clean up the kitchen.
家里啊,这个要清, 那个要清,
you have to clean up here and there.
真的啊, 你, 这事情啊, 永远做不完啊。
Seriously, you can never finish all these errands.
所以有时候我跟妈妈讲说,
sometimes I tell all mothers,
啊, 我们要留一些时间来祷告。
We should save some time to pray.
很多妈妈说, 我哪有时间祷告?
The mother said, how would I have time?
其实啊, 我们只要是把神的第一, 摆在第一的话,
in fact, as long as you put God first,
那我们工作会很轻松啊。
Our work and labor will be lightened.
因为神会帮助你解决很多事情。
Because God will help you solve a lot of issues.
啊, 我们要以自己的意志力。
We have to use our own will.
那有时候很多事情是不是我们所想象那么简单。
If you use your own will, a lot of times things are more difficult than you can think.
所以这些聪明的人就是先买油再说。
So those wise ones, they buy the oil first.
我们有一对老夫妻啊。
We have an elder married couple.
啊, 他们说已经90岁的年纪了。
They are in their 90s.
但是他们生活很喜乐。
But they are full of joy.
我看他们生活啊，就是以神的摆在第一啊。
I observe how they live, they put God first.
这位姐妹她告诉我,
this sister, she told me,
她每天早上起床以后,
every time she wakes up,
一定要先祷告,
she'll pray,
先读圣经,
she'll study the Bible,
不祷告不先读圣经, 她是不吃饭的。
If she doesn't do so, she doesn't eat.
哎, 她要吃饭以前啊, 也是要吃饭啊, 对不对?
Of course, she has to have meals.
啊, 不需要说天天进食呢。
You don't have to fast every day.
啊, 你也不需要说, 啊, 随便说, 啊, 我要进食祷告, 不需要,
and you don't have to say, oh, I'm going to fast and pray.
但是他们生活就是, 我先祷告, 先读圣经。
But the way they live is they always pray and study Bible first.
然后再来吃饭。
And then they start their day having breakfast.
诶, 你也可以先吃饭啊。
You can also have breakfast first.
再祷告再读圣经啊。
And then you can pray and then study.
但是问题是说, 有时候你祷, 先吃饭以后,
but the problem is after you take the breakfast first,
因为你吃得很饱嘛,
you're very full.
你要跪下祷告也要用力气。
And then if you want to kneel down and pray, take
你要先,
some
好, 那我先散散步嘛,
you probably say, oh, then I should take a walk first.
你散步等肚子消化以后, 你要有其他事情要做了, 你要上班,
let me digest first and, so that I'll be able to pray. But after you take a walk, then it's time to
你说,
go.
哎呀, 我要先看 email, 对,
and I say, oh, I should finish the email first.
啊, 这个 email 就回啦, 你要看啊, 回啊,
and
你看,
once you check the email, you have to reply them.
等到来呢, 你又说, 哎呀, 我要准备中饭了。
And then by the time you finish all the emails, oh, it's time to prepare lunch.
所以你就没办法，你这个就错过了。
So、you leave no room, and then you miss the golden opportunity.
所以这个老姐妹就是先祷告，先读圣经，
so、
再吃早餐。
Sister, yeah, whatever she does, she prays and study Bible first before she starts her day.
所以其实很多事情我们都是一样要做，你做信心好多人属灵的人，他也是一样要吃饭啊，要上班，要做什么
so,
一样的。
So the things that we have to do, everybody is the same. We have to eat, we have to sleep, we have to work.
但是只是说那个顺序啊，你要调整一下而已。
The difference lies in the priorities that you set.
所以这些聪明的人啊，他们就有个生活的优先顺序。
So these wise ones, they have a certain priority.
很忙，大家都很忙啊。
Everybody is busy.
啊，但是他们以神的国为优先。
But they seek God's righteousness and kingdom first.
那其他事情啊，神就会负责。
The rest, God will take care.
那再来哈，我在想说这个愚拙的人哈，他们
一定很有自信。
一定很有自信。
They must be very confident.
哎呀，没关系。
They will say it's okay.
那个传道告诉他说，哎，你要去预备油，你要去买油啊。
The pastor told them you have to prepare the oil, you have to buy the oil.
不用你操心了，我自然会负责的。
Don't worry, I will take care of that.
I can deal with it.
我可以负责。
啊，有人说你不用来访问我了。
You don't have to visit me.
我没问题哈，没问题呀。
哈？
没问题呀。
哦，大丈夫。
我没问题的。
It's no problem.
你不用来访问我。
You don't have to come visit me.
我很好。
I'm very well.
很有自信。
I'm very confident.
我们看看以扫跟雅各。
Let's look at Jacob and Esau.
以扫他很有自信哦。
Esau is very confident.
哇，他很健康啊。
He's very healthy.
他天天到外面去打猎。
Every day he went out and hunt.
他爸爸说。啊，你有时候要留点时间、啊、陪爸爸妈妈。
His father told him that sometimes you should, you know, spend some time with your family.
不要太忙，你忙哦会伤身体。
Don't be too busy because it's going to hurt your health.
有时候要休息呀、啊。
You should rest too.
我没问题，我很健康的。
And he said, I'm okay, I'm very well.
我说他天天到外面去打猎。
So every day he went out to hunt.
那没有想到有一天呢、啊，他累倒了。
And surprisingly, he was tired and he
累昏了，都快要晕倒啊。
He almost fainted.
他以前很健康啊。
Before he was healthy,
他没有想到有一天呢，他也有这么一天呢、啊。
He did not expect he would have this such day.
哇，回家看到他弟弟在熬汤。
When he came home and he saw his little brother cooking some soup.
他闻一闻啊，几乎要把他还没煮好，他煮了就几乎要抢过来。
And when he smells the food, he can't wait to eat it before it's cooked.
哇，他说，哎，爸爸，你这个汤。连这个话都讲不清楚，拜托你把这汤给我喝了。
He couldn't even speak properly anymore. He's like, could you give me the soup, please?
雅各说你说什么
？And Jacob said, what did you say?
汤。
It's a soup.
我都快晕倒了。
I almost fainted.
雅各想说，好，那你就把你的长子名分卖给我吧。
And Jacob said, then you should give me your firstborn title.
以扫就说、啊、好了 whatever.
And Esau was okay, I'll give it to you.
因为他忙到失去他的判断力。
Because he has lost his judgment.
他以前他很有自信啊。
Before he was confident.
现在呢，简直要失去判断力了。
Now he lost his sense of judgment.
好啊。
And he said, okay.
雅各说啊，你要起誓啊。
And Jacob said, you have to swear.
雅各意思就是说，你再想想。
Jacob.By that, he means that you should think it through.
因为你要出卖长子，你要卖长子的名分给我，不是小事情哦。
Because you're selling your firstborn title to me, it's not small matter.
是大事情哦。
This is a big matter.
所以你要好好想一想。
You have to think it over.
所以有人说雅各他欺骗，其实他没有欺骗，他是给他再一个机会。
So sometimes people say that Jacob deceived his brother, but he did give him a second chance.
所以为什么圣经啊没有很严厉责备雅各
？So that is why in the Bible Jacob was not heavily punished.
因为雅各再给他机会，你要起誓，那其实是很严重的事情。
Because Jacob did ask his brother to think it over.
所以神其实给每一个人都是有很多机会悔改。
So God gives us a lot of second chances.
所以那个去犯罪的人，你不说啊，神怎么没有给他机会悔改？有，我们不知道而已。
So for those who committed sin, sometimes we say, "Oh, God didn't give him a second chance." Of course he did. We just didn't know about it.
所以雅各给以扫在第二次机会。
So Jacob did give Esau second chance.
所以你要起誓。
So you have to swear.
好，以扫说好啊，我现在肚子都饿死了。
And Esau was like, okay, whatever.
啊，好，起誓。
Okay, go ahead, I'll swear.
啊，起誓以后呢
？After that.
雅各不但把汤给他，还要饼给他。
Jacob not only gave him the soup, he also gave him bread.
所以雅各是买一送一啊。
So he repaid twofold.
对不对？ buy one get one free 啊。所以这个是陷阱啊！我们你看我们在买东西啊，这个是陷阱啊，不要、
so,
啊，买一送一就赶快去啊。
The buy one get one free is a trap. Be careful about that.
所以我们基督要节制哈。
We have to discipline ourselves.
不像以扫啊，买一送一就赶快。
So like unlike Esau, when he see this good deal, he take it right away.
好，结果呢？他真的把长子名分出卖了。
So of course he gave up his firstborn title.
以后他哭啊哭啊，都没办法。
No matter how much he cried afterwards, it's no good anymore.
所以你看这些愚拙的人啊，到后来门关了，
So that's why the foolish ones afterwards they were closed.
他再怎么哭啊，都没办法。
No matter how much you weep over this, it's too late.
好，那这几个愚拙的人啊，他们是轻视这个油的重要性啊。
So that means the foolish ones, they did not respect the importance of the oil.
他以为这个是没有关系。
They thought it doesn't matter.
他把这个灯啊，看成是一个生活的点缀品。
They treat this lamp as a daily life decoration.
好像有的人把信仰啊当成是一个生活上的点缀品呢。
Just like a lot of people, they treat their own faith as a decoration of their life.
把圣经摆在书架上很好看。
They'll put their Bible on the shelf as a decoration.
但是他不看呢。
But he doesn't read it.
所以很多人到教会也是生活上的点缀品呢。
A lot of people who comes to church as a decoration of their lives.
有没有去教会？有。
Yes, they do come to church.
但是呢，他也不深入在研究啊。
However, they do not study.
他应该这个主流教会主流哈、
The so-called mainstream churches.
这个美国社会的主流的人都去教会嘛。
The mainstream of Americans, they go to churches.
去教会比较好听啊。
Because it sounds good to go to church.
教会也有很多的朋友啊。
And you make friends in the church.
大家就 party party 啊，吃吃喝喝啊。
And they will eat and drink together.
也是不错啊。
It's not bad.
所以把教会、把去教会、把信仰上当作是一个生活上点缀品。
So a lot of people they treat going to church or keeping the faith as a decoration of their life.
有时间就来。
If you have time, you do it.
没时间呢、就不去了。
If you don't have time, you don't do it.
他没有知道这个事情是很重要的。
They did not realize how significant this thing is.
只是说把它当成一个点缀品而已。
They only treat this as decoration.
但是有一天呢。
But one day.
就知道了。
They will know.
我们看西番雅书。
Let's look at Zephaniah.
西番雅书第一章。
Zephaniah chapter 1.
小先知书。
Zephaniah, that's the little prophet. Minor prophet.
旧约圣经1103页。
It's Old Testament.
1103页。
1103.
西番雅书。第一章第七节。
Zephaniah chapter 1. Zephaniah.
西番雅书。
Zephaniah chapter 1.
西番雅书第一章的第七节。
Chapter 1 verse 7.
你要在主面前静默无声，因为神的日子快到了神主已经预备祭物，将他的客分别为圣。第八节。
8.
到了我。主献祭的日子，必惩罚所领和王子，并一切穿外邦衣服的。到那日，我必惩罚一切跳过门槛、将强暴和伪造得来之物充满主人的房屋。
7. Be silent in the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice; he has invited his guests. 8. And it shall be in the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the prince and the king's children and all such as are clothed with foreign apparel.
好，那看十二节。
十二。
对。
12. Continue.
那个时候呢，我必用灯巡查耶路撒冷，我必惩罚那些如酒在渣滓上澄清的，他们心里说，神必不降罚，也不在乎，所以跟我无关系。
So 12, and it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and punish the men who are settled in complacency, who says in their heart, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil.
所以我去教会也一样啊，不去教会也一样啊。
So it doesn't matter whether I come to church or not.
但是那个时候呢，神要用灯啊巡查耶路撒冷。
But when time comes, God will search Jerusalem with lamps.
所以神要用灯啊巡查芝加哥啊。
Of course, God will search Chicago with lamps.
他不去巡查那个华盛顿 D.C. 啊。
He won't search Washington D.C.
他还不去巡查 Baltimore 啊。
He won't go to Baltimore.
他巡查芝加哥、 的啊，这个叫什么区啊？我忘记了。
Bensonville。
啊 ，Bensonville。
He will come and search. Bensonville.
几号啊？这边是几号？500号是吧
？550。
啊，五百啊。
450。
4550。啊，4550什么 Church Road？
啊。He will search at this very address, the 4550 North Church Road.
哎，他不寻他隔壁哦。
He wouldn't search the next door.
他不寻他那里的隔壁啊。
He wouldn't search the next neighborhood.
他只寻他这里。
He will only search exactly here.
啊，看看我们的动静。
To see how we are doing.
那说在渣子上澄清是什么意思
？Sorry.
在渣子上澄清，如酒要惩罚那些如酒在渣子上澄清的。
We'll punish the men who are settled in complacency.
哦，有没有？他念的哈 ，settled in complacency。
Settled in complacency.
是啊，你用中文翻译看看。
就是闲事不干的人。
Complacency 说的你很自满的，我够了啦。
哦，就是很
自满，对哈，啊，就是啊，我已经够了，我不需要再什么的。
Means like I'm already content. I don't need anything more.
好，那你不需要什么，你就不会动啊，你就不想要再多。
If you don't need anything, you won't take any action.
我们请看以西结书。
Let's turn to Ezekiel.
47章。
Chapter 47.
以西结书47章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
啊，47章从第一节到第五节嘛，这边是提到水。
From verse 1-5, here it mentions water.
啊，水从圣所里面流出来。
The water comes from the temple.
然后这个水呢，我们知道水是代表着圣灵。
We all know that water symbolizes Holy Spirit.
那你看水啊，刚刚是到了什么地方呢？
So let's look
到了怀子谷啊。
So the water first goes to
第三节
verse 3.
到了怀子谷有没有哈？第三节。
怀子谷啊 ，He goes to eastward. He measured 1,000 and he brought me to the water, came up to my ankles.
好，第四节。
So the water goes to, and then verse 4.
啊，再量了1000左右啊，水到什么地方呢？到了膝盖。
So from ankles and later the water comes up to knees.
啊，然后呢，到了腰。
And then to waist.
啊，然后就不能够走了。
And then you are no longer able to walk.
所以水就是到了怀子谷，那对一个人的影响力不大。
So when the water is only up to your ankles, it doesn't affect you much.
那到了膝呢？哎，影响力就慢慢增加。
When you reach your knees, you start to feel it.
那到了腰啊，当然。
When you reach your waist,
你要走就很难走啊。
It's hard to walk.
啊，再说超过我们的头，当然你不可能用走的。
And once it go beyond your head, of course you can no longer walk.
啊，以前我在Tampa 要帮一个姐妹梳洗。
And there's one time I was in Tampa, I need to baptize a sister.
啊，她跪着以后。
When she kneeled down.
因为我们是去那个海边啊，梳洗啊。
Because we were at the beach.
那她跪下以后。
When she kneeled down.
她身体一直晃动啊。
She was moving back and forth.
我说，哎，你不要动啊。
And I told him not to move.
她说不是我动，没办法，这个海水叫我动，海水一来我就动啊。
And she said I cannot because the wave is too big.
所以到了腰的话，你到了腰到了膝，就影响力会慢慢增加。
So once you reach your knees or waist, it affects you a great deal.
那被圣灵影响，你看到被圣灵影响是什么的好处呢？第六节。
And what is a good thing if you are affected by the Holy Spirit? If you look at verse 4.
好，我们看第八节哈。
Oh, verse 8.
第八节，你看最后的一句话哈，说死水变甜，最后一句话，第八节。
第八节，Reaches its water are healed.
对哈、
yes,
，water 会被 healed， 是
In the English, it said, "Then the water are healed."
所以你圣灵充满的话，圣灵充满被圣灵感动，被圣灵所影响的话，你会受医治。
So that means if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're moved by the Holy Spirit, you will be healed.
那受医治是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to be healed?
你本来有嫉妒的哈。
You have if you have jealousy.
因为有嫉妒的话，你就会觉得你受伤害呀、啊。
Then you will feel hurt sometimes.
你会抱怨的话，你觉得会觉得受伤害的。
If you complain, you must be somebody who has an issue, who is hurt.
所以这些你觉得受伤害的啊，
For those who are hurt,
受医治
，they will be healed.
这是使我们的心思意念都改变了。
So which means it changes our mind.
好，可是呢
，However,
你看，假设这样子的话，那水所到的地方哈、哦。百物啊都被生活第九节。
So in verse 9 it said everything
第九节，河水所到之处，凡滋生的动物都必生活。
So here is every living thing that moves, wherever the rivers go, will live.
所以一个人被圣灵充满以后
，So once you are filled with Holy Spirit,
他生活很有朝气
，Your life is very energetic.
哎，他就生命力很丰盛啊
，And you have abundance in life.
他充满着爱
，He is full of love.
他充满着神的道理
，He is full of God's wisdom.
他充满着神的智慧
，He is full of God's word.
所以他生活都是有盼望、有目标的
，So his life is with purpose and with hope.
所以生命很丰盛。
So his life is of abundance.
可是像十一节。
And let's continue verse 11.
只是泥泞之地跟洼湿之处啊，不得自豪，必为炎地，保持原状。
But however, the swamps and marshes will not be healed. They will be given over to salt.
所以，假设你觉得你 complacent， 假设你觉得自满的话，不想要再进步。
So for those who are complacent, they don't want to improve.
不想要再追求。
They don't want to pursue.
那你就要保持原状，泥泞之地跟洼湿之处啊，不得自豪，保持原状。
That means you are just as swamps and marshes that would not be changed.
啊，本来是坏脾气的。
If you have ill temper,
还是保持原状是坏脾气。
You will keep your temper.
因为你不接受水的帮助啊。
Because you are not helped by water.
泥泞之地跟洼湿之处，你说没有水吗？它有水。
Is there no water in swamps and marshes? Of course there is.
你说很多水吗？哎，它叫水不多。
But is there a lot of water? Not really.
所以你说他是信徒吗
？So do you consider them believers?
哎，好像不大像是信徒的样子。
Well, not quite.
你说他不是信徒吗？哎，他也受过洗礼啊。
But are they non-believers? They are baptized.
啊，您说他没有圣灵吗？他会讲灵言呢。
Well, do they not have the Holy Spirit but they speak in tongues?
可是他没有受圣灵充满呢。
But he's not filled with Holy Spirit.
所以我们不要自满，好，我们还要追求进步。
Do not be complacent.
所以这些愚拙的人啊，他们就不想再追求进步了。
So these foolish ones, they do not desire to improve.
啊，说他们也太有自信啊。
Because they are too confident.
啊，他们就觉得那个不重要。
They don't think this is important.
然后他们就很自满。
Then they are complacent.
好，我们再看回来马太福音。
So let's return to Matthew.
马太福音24章。
Chapter 24.
24章的40节。
Verse 40.
马太福音24章40节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 40.
那时两个人在田里，娶去一个，撇下一个；两个女人推磨，娶去一个，撇下一个。啊。
So two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left.
好，在路加福音说，两个人在床上睡觉，娶去一个，撇下一个。
And in book of Luke it says, two people sleeping in the boat, one will be left, one will be picked up.
啊，撇下一个太可怜了，你为什么把他撇下，让他当孤儿
？And they will say, how pathetic the one that's left.
啊，他你有两个孩子啊，你会娶一个撇下一个吗
？If you have two children, are you willing to take one only and leave the other one behind？
你要去那个动物园里面去玩，你会带一个去吗？你要把一个放在家里吗
？If you take your children to the zoo, would you take just one of them and leave the other one home？
啊，对啊，你有两个孩子，对不对？啊，你会不会娶去一个撇下一个
？Impossible！Impossible！
你看他说不会啊，说怎么会？不可能啊，对不对？那我们想想。为什么娶去一个撇下一个
？So let's think about why one will be taken and one will be left behind.
难道我们所拜的神是那么残忍吗
？Is it because God is really cruel？
不是啊，因为这是愚拙的。你看，第一个他不信。
One because the left behind is the foolish one. First, he doesn't believe.
第二个，你说啊，我们一起去啊，他说我才不去。
Secondly, is he is invited but he doesn't want to go.
我为什么要去
？Why would I go？
那他不去，你没办法，只好放着了。
If he doesn't want to go, then you leave them behind.
他们根本就是不想去。
They didn't want to go.
就是给他们机会，他们也不想。
Even if they were given the opportunity.
所以只好放着了。
So that's why they were left behind.
哦，不是我们的神啊，很残忍哦。
It's not because God is cruel.
是他们自愿性的说啊哦，不要去的。
Because they willingly stay.
好、哦。那么神讲这个，主就讲这个比喻以后，
so after this parable,
啊，就是我们要做啊，要做一件事情。
We have to take action.
那我们怎么做
？How do we do it？
在25章的第二个比喻就是按才干受责任的比喻。
So the first parable in chapter 25 is 按才干。That's the second
talent,
one.
啊，您说。
The parable of the talent.
对，好，这样就可以。好，那我们来看。25章14节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 25 verse 14.
我现在念就不用念英文了，因为时间关系。
好的。
然后十四节， 天国好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来把他的家业交给他们。十五节。
15.
那按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了5000，一个给了2000，一个给了1000，就往外国去了。
16.
16节。那领5000的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了5000。17节。
17.
那领2000的照样另外赚了2000啊，那领1000的就去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。好。那我们看这几个这个三组的人。
So let's look at these three group of people.
那一组是5000银子，一组是给了2000，一组是给了1000。
One is 5 talents, one is 2 talents, and the other one is 1 talent.
好，那我们看到领了5000的人，他们随即啊拿去做买卖。
So the one with 5 talents immediately they go to do business.
我们想啊，这个主人呢、啊、给他们银子是同时啊。我给你5000，给你2000，给你1000。
So we know that the master he gave all these people the same time. One is 5 talent and 2 talent and 1 talent.
领五千的呢？哎，他们这些领的人啊，领五千，领两千，他们没有说哎，一群啊，那主人给你多少啊
？And the one with the 5 talents and the one with 2 talents, they did not compare what they were given among themselves.
那个洋钱，主人给你多少啊？啊，主人才给你500哦，哇，我5000嘿。
他说哦 ，you have only
2 talents。哇，你看，哇，我5000嘿。
I have 5 talents。
你才2000。
You only have 2。
就是你不过看呐。
So God doesn't treat you as important。
人家我5000嘿。
I have 5。
哦，他们没有这样比较哦。
They do not compare like this。
啊，2000的人有没有说？哎呀，你怎么5000？我才2000。
And what about the one with 2 talents? Did he say like, how come you get 5? I only have 2.
啊，我要去找我的主人算账。
I'm gonna be reasoning with my master.
你怎么给他5000？怎么才给我2000
？How can you give him 5 and only give me 2？
你看那个顶1000的人就是说，哎呀，1000根本都不够看，我才不要你这个1000，我才不要嘞。
And then the one with 1 you say, it's so little, I don't want it.
太少了。
It's too little.
啊，有一次呢，有那个，我还在。那个什么教会啊，伯恩教会啊，读神学院的时候。
And the, when I was still in ministry school in Baldwin Park.
啊，伯恩教会就是大门当然里面嘛，我们教室在里面。
And the classroom is inside.
啊，有一次啊，无家可归的人要进去要钱。
There was one time a homeless came want to beg for money.
啊，要是我的我就不给了。
And if it were me, I wouldn't give him anything.
因为他们拿钱去买酒去买吸毒啊。
Because those homeless they would take the money and they would go buy drugs or alcohol.
啊，另外一个神学生啊，他比较好心。
And the other ministry student he's more kind.
他给了1块钱。
He gave him $1.
啊，那个无家可归的呢，马上在他眼前呢、啊，把1块钱啊撕成碎片。
And then the homeless immediately torn apart this $1 bill that my classmate gave.
也就是说，一块钱钱要做什么
？Which means, what can I do with this $1?
要做什么
？What can I do with
this $1? 才不够看呢。
I don't even cherish this.
你以为我是普通人呐
？You think I'm a common person?
一块钱就不够看呐。
You think $1?
所以领1000的人也是不够看。
And this one with 1 talent is the same thing.
所以我们都知道啊，这个恩赐啊是不能比较。
So we know we can never compete with our grace.
神所给我们的福分呢，每一个人都是一样的。都是很好的，也不用比较。
The grace we receive is always the best.
为什么他住4房2厅的5房啊，2厅的房子
？How come somebody can live in a big house？
我才住了2房1厅的房子。
I only live in a small house.
不用比较啊。
You should compete. You shouldn't compete.
你说一个人嘛
？Because you live by yourself.
人家整个家庭那么多人，当然住多一点的房子啊。是吧？所以这个都是不能比较的。
So you can never compete.
有需要的话，神就给你呀、啊。
If you need it, God will give you.
啊，没有需要的话，你那么多干什么
？If you don't need it, why do you need so much？
所以都不要比较。
So don't compare.
啊，有的话你也不能够自傲啊。
And if you do have more, do not be arrogant.
好，那我们再来看哈，16节。
So verse 16.
那领五千的随即去做买卖。
So the one with 5 talents immediately went to trade.
他没有说，哎，主啊，你要先给我开课啦。
He didn't say, Master, please teach me first.
你不给我开课，你现在这个什么基金那么复杂
？Now nowadays the investment is so complicated.
啊，这个 Tim 他会投资的，他是财务专家哈。
So we don't have an investment expert here.
那他来开课啊
And he can open courses.
你要租啊，要请他来开课啊。
You know, the master teach me first how to invest.
不然我们怎么去投资啊？
Otherwise, how do I know what to do with the money?
你看现在这个基金、股票那么复杂。
The investment and mutual funds they are also complicated nowadays.
是啊，我也看不懂，老实说，我也看不懂啊。
Honestly, I don't understand them either.
那时候他们寄很多资料来啊，看不懂。
They will send a lot of materials. I don't understand any of them.
说主啊，你不开课的话，我怎么会？
As a master, if you don't teach me, how would I know?
但是这一些人呢，没有问。
But these people, they do without question.
随即去做买卖。
Immediately they do business.
可见他们本来就会啊。
Which means they know how to do it in the first place.
为什么他们就会？
Why do they know in the first place?
他们本来就为什么？
Why?
我们请看以弗所书。
Let's look at Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
Chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第十节。
Verse 10.
以弗所书第二章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行善的。
So, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
所以神选择我们以后，
so after God called for us,
就是要我们叫我们去行善，
so that we can do good deeds.
所以神已经预备好了。
God has prepared.
每一个人受洗以后，
everybody who is baptized,
神已经预备好了要叫我们做什么事情。
God already prepared a task for you.
其实我们都有了。
Actually, we already have it.
因为神已经预备好了。
Because God already prepared.
但是我们很害怕。
But we are in fear.
那为什么我们害怕？
How come?
我们请看第三章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3.
第三章十六节。
Verse 16.
三章十六节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，叫他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
So that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
圣灵充满。
Be filled with Holy Spirit.
那能够叫我们心里的我，心内心的我能够刚强起来。
So we can be strengthened.
那你就会很刚强的行事。
Then you will be doing things with strength.
你就放胆的。宣讲神的福音呢？
You will preach the gospel boldly.
啊，假设没有被圣灵充满，
If you are not filled with Holy Spirit,
就是神已经预备好了，帮我们预备好了。
Even if God has prepared for you,
啊，你会害怕。
You will be scared.
你也不敢去做生意，你不敢去投资啊。
You do not, you dare not to invest. You dare not to do things.
好，那我们再来看哈，那到底是什么样的事情？让这些零五千、零两千，他们就马上去做。
So, and also, let's look at this once more. What drives the one with five talents and two talents to take action immediately?
什么事情是我们大家本来就会的？
What is the thing that we already know how to do?
啊，大家想一想。
Please think, what do we already know how to do?
不用学的。
You don't have to learn.
因为本来就会啊。
We already know it.
我们中国有一句话哈啊
，There's a Chinese saying
你。你觉得什么？吃饭呢、哦、
？So eat. We all know how to eat.
是啊，就像吃饭一样啊。
Yeah, it's like as easy as eating.
什么诸心哈、啊？古语哈、啊？什么诸心？人人皆有之。
So
啊？恻
隐之心。
对，恻隐之心。
So the 怜悯啊 ，So the compassion.So the heart of compassion, we are all born with it.
怜悯的心肠，每一个人都有。
The heart of compassion, everybody is born with.
好，我们来看约翰一书哈。
Let's look at First John.
约翰一书第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章十七节。
Verse 17.
约翰一书第三章十七节。
First John chapter 3, verse 17.
凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住。你看呐、啊，塞住怜悯心肠。本来说有才塞住嘛，对不对？没有的话，塞什么住啊
？So, in 17, it says, whoever has this world's goods and see his brother in need and shut up his heart, which means he has this heart and his compassion in the first place, but he shut him up.
所以你看，怜悯的心肠，每一个人都有啊。
So that means the heart of compassion everybody has.
所以根本就不用学的、啊，拜托。
Nobody needs to learn this.
每个人都有啊
，Everybody has this.
只是说他把它塞住而已的。
It's because we shut it up.
所以就要进到第三个比喻，爱心的比喻。
So now we are entering the third parable of love.
所以这三个比喻都是有相关联的。
Because all three parables are interconnected.
爱心啊，也是我们要审判最后一个标准呢、啊。
Because love is the last standard of judgment.
啊，郑传传也经常强调嘛，哈，他不就是。
Pastor TJ also emphasized a lot.
哥林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13.
晓得你很有恩赐。
If you are talented.
哇，你也能够一并赶鬼。
You can heal people.
甚至就叫死人复活。
Even resurrect people.
但是你没有爱心啊。
If you don't have love.
一切都归空归零。
Everything is in vain.
就是假如我在这边很会讲道。讲得头头是道。
By the same token, if I speak very well, I give very good sermon.
没有爱心的话
，without love，
我这些所做的工作归零。
All that I do is in vain.
要到天国不能去的。
I'm not able to enter heavenly kingdom.
因为怜悯的心脏每一根都有。
Because compassion we all have.
但是你没有发挥出来呀。
But you do not act out.
你把它塞住。
You shut it up.
所以我们不能够说我唔知呀。
You cannot say, well, I did not know.
什么不知道啊？这每个人
都
有啊，你
不知道。You have it when you were born.
你不能够说你不知道啊。
You cannot say I did not know.
所以我们来看马太福音二十五章的第三个比喻。
Matthew chapter 25, the third parable.
二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25, the third parable.
好，我们就直接来看三十四节。
Let's look directly at verse 34.
于是王要向那右边的说：“你们这蒙我父赐福的，可以来承受那从创世以来为你们所预备的国。”三十五节。
35.
因为我饿了，你们给我喝；渴了，你们给我饿了给我吃，喝渴了给我喝我做客旅的时候，你们留住我。三十六节。
36.
我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们来看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。三十七节。
37.
那义人就回答说：“注意看我的腔调啊。”
Please pay attention to his tone.
一连就回答说：“主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝？”三十八节。
38.
什么时候见你做客旅的时候留住你，或是赤身裸体给你穿？三十九节。
39.
又什么时候见你病的，或是在监里来看你呢？我刚刚见的时候特别强调看见。
So when I was reading, I pay attention to when did we see the word see.
See 那 see 有的英文翻译是 observe， 就是我什么叫观察。
There are some translations in English. You would say, when do we observe？
所以你要怎么去爱别人呢
？How do you love people？
你要观察。
You have to observe。
有时候我们在问当中是很表面的。
Because a lot of times when we greet people, it's all very superficial.
你好吗
？How are you？
我就是发烧到39度，我要说好啊，不然怎么办
？Even if I have a fever of 39, I have to say yes, I'm fine.
不然你也不能够，你也不是医生啊。
Otherwise, you're not a doctor.
所以都是很表面的。
It's all very superficial.
但是，假设你观察。
But if you observe.
就不一样啊。
It's different.
一传道，你平常都脸都红红的。
Pastor, you are usually with a very good complexion.
今天怎么脸很白啊
？How come you're very pale today？
你是什么问题啊
？What is wrong？
因为你透过观察，对不对
？Because through observation.
你只要没有观察的话，传道你好吗
？If you don't observe,
how are
you？
你不错啊。
Oh, you look good.
你现在越来越年轻。
Oh, you look younger and younger.
其实脸都苍白了，都快晕倒了，还说你在年轻。
But I'm actually pretty weak and I'm growing pale. How would I look young？
所以你。不观察嘛
if you don't observe,
你不用心嘛
you don't use your heart.
所以我们这个年轻人、
so、for the young people especially,
今天是什么节啊
what day is today?
今天是妈妈节对不对
It's Mother's Day.
记得吗
Do you remember that?
我们要观察父母亲的需要、
We have to observe the need of your mother.
我们不要想说父母亲是超人
Don't think that your mothers are superheroes.
父母亲有他们需要
They have their needs.
但是父母亲有时候是很不啊，一直向大家开口啊。
But parents sometimes they are too embarrassed to request.
因为不想让你们麻烦。
Because they don't want to trouble you.
所以你们就在观察父母亲需要。
So you observe.
妈妈在洗碗，妈妈那么忙还要洗碗，那我有空。
If the mother is washing dishes,
我这样功课做完了
I'm free,
妈，我替你洗碗。
I will wash dishes for her.
妈妈在洗地，很辛苦妈妈，我替你洗地。
I'll step in.
所以我们要观察妈妈父母亲的需要。
We have to watch.The need of your mothers.
尤其到了年纪大了以后
especially when your mother is aging.
那父母就更是不希望麻烦我们
They do, especially do not want to trouble us.
所以他们经常是很不好意思开口了
So usually they are too embarrassed to ask.
所以我们要透过观察
So we have to observe.
你看这些艺人就是观察，说什么都看你，什么都观察你，要观察
So all these people that say, when do we see? When do we observe?
你不用心观察，怎么知道他的需要
？If you don't, then how do you know what they need？
知道他需要以后，有一个怜悯的心肠，就去做。
Once you see what they need, out of compassion, you will help them.
啊，所以我是做监察协会那个，啊，我们在安慰别人的时候。
Only very recently, I learned that when we comfort somebody.
啊，不是有一句话说 ，My heart goes out to you, to your house， 对不对 ？To your home。
不是有句话是我的心与你同在。
对不对 ？My heart， 这英文说 My heart goes out to you。To your house, to your family.
我的心与你跟你的家人
在。啊，这是我看到最近在安慰人家都是这样说。
So like Americans, it was say such things to comfort people.
所以就是我的心啊，已经在那里，你那里呀。
Which is my heart is already with you.
所以我们要有心啊，到他的家，到他的身上。
We have to put our hearts in them.
那就是观察。
So you have to observe.
所以我们都要来学习哈，来关心我们自己的家人，来关心我们自己的，尤其是父母亲。
So especially to your parents, you have to observe your parents, your family.
年轻人呐、啊，有没有听？有没有听啊
？Do you listen? Do you hear?
啊，妈妈还健在的，请起来啊！妈妈还健在的，请起来。
The mothers, please stand. All the mothers, please stand.
啊，父母亲还健在的，请站起来。
So all the mothers, please stand.
啊。哎，那个怎么不站起来了？
是妈妈站还是小孩站？
妈妈，父母亲还在的。
Yeah, mothers。
当然你们是孩子啊，当然在这里呀、啊。
So mothers, please stand。是有妈妈的小孩站起来，还是妈妈站起来？
你的妈妈在现在，我现在跟你们讲话说，你的妈妈还在的，请你们站起来而已。
哦，小孩站起来哦。
我对你们讲话嘛，不管您是几岁哈。您的妈妈还在的。
So for those whose mother is still around, please stand.
好。啊，有没有听到啊？要观察你们父母亲的需要。
So, please observe your mother.
有听清楚了哈。
Please take heart to listen.
好，那你妈妈哈，你妈妈，我们大家哈，都跟这些妈妈，你坐当妈妈的坐下啊，当妈妈的请坐下。
So if you yourself are mothers already, please sit down.
好，我们跟这些妈妈们哈，今天是母亲节嘛哈。说母亲节快乐。
So to say to your mothers,
啊，大家一起讲是，他们妈妈也是我们的妈妈，都是我们大家的妈妈。
Their mothers are also mothers, so we will say Happy Mother's Day to all mothers that we know.
我们要转后面对这些妈妈。
So turn around, please.
说妈啊 ，Happy 什么？
So、happy
母亲节快乐。好，请坐下，请坐下。
Please be seated.
啊，让他们 Happy 一下，高兴啊！但是回去要真正啊，拜托啊。要真正关心我们父母亲的需要，好不好？
Really care about your mother from your heart, okay?
好，我们一起默祷。
So let's pray in silence.
阿门。